So the patient navigator is there to assist them with that based on resources that are available through different organizations or in their local communities. If there's insurance issues and or concerns and an individual is unable to pay for a certain specific screening or treatment, we will work with them and other organizations to make sure that that's taken care of.
Welcome to another episode of Advocates in Action, a podcast created by the National Patient Advocate Foundation, a nonprofit that develops initiatives promoting equitable access to affordable quality healthcare through policy, action, and partnerships. I'm your host, Ashley Freeman, and welcome to Season 8, where we get the opportunity to share with you about the journey we've been on this year for shared decision-making at critical points in a long illness journey, a project of Patient Advocate Foundation and National Patient Advocate Foundation, made possible in part by support from the Danaher Foundation. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for being here with me today to talk about patient navigation. So to get us started, I would love for you to share with the people a little bit about you and your work.
My name is Tiffany Collins. I am actually a program administrator here with the Cancer Support Care Navigation Team for Community Outreach and Engagement at Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center. My role here at Massey is to ensure that we have a team of individuals who work in the community and then in the health system to provide education and awareness about cancer care, and also how to access cancer screenings along with information and resources to individuals that are receiving cancer treatment and maybe on clinical trial.
How do your patients and the people that you all serve find out about your services?
I hear that a lot from individuals, that they're not aware of what patient navigators are, what they do, that they even exist. But I do want to share that patient navigation is not a new concept. It's been around since the 90s. Dr. Harold Freeman, who actually started navigation, he is a physician from New York at a cancer center there. It started out with health equity and making sure individuals had access to services and resources in underserved communities who were diagnosed with cancer. But here at Massey, individuals can connect with us through our community outreach and engagement office. When you enter the cancer center, there are individuals who are aware of us and our resources, either your provider, the nurse that you're working with, even the social worker, as well as our front desk personnel are aware of patient navigation and can connect you with our team.
You mentioned about clinical trials, and there's so much discussion around clinical trials because sometimes people don't understand even what clinical trials mean. Can you please explain what clinical trials are and the information that people would need around that?
So clinical trials are actually considered a standard of cancer care. A lot of people hear clinical trials and they're fearful and they say, oh, you're going to use me as a guinea pig. I don't know if I'm going to get a placebo treatment, not get the real treatment, or I may get the cancer treatment. But as clinical trials happen in cancer care, there is no placebo. Individuals will actually get their actual chemotherapy or treatment for cancer, and it may be an additional treatment that they're trying to combine to see if the efficacy of it will eliminate or decrease the individual's cancer. So a lot of what navigators do is provide information and education about clinical trials to dispel myths about how they work and what they are. And individuals that participate in clinical trials actually work closely with like a clinical trial research team, a coordinator, and individuals who are dedicated to them and give a close watch or watch closely because the individual is on trial. So they may have more frequent appointments, which can create some barriers. That's why there's a navigator who's involved in that process too, to talk through that with each individual patient. And a lot of individuals too, I will add this, see clinical trials as a last resort. It is not a last resort. It's actually the highest quality of treatment because there are researchers that are constantly looking at what clinical trials look like or doing, depending on the individual's cancer diagnosis. So I always tell individuals, don't be fearful of clinical trials. If you think about it, any medication that we take has gone through the process of clinical trial. So if someone takes ibuprofen or Tylenol, there was a clinical trial that took place before we are taking that medication. Yeah. So it's the same thing. It's just in cancer treatment.
So you sort of get to be a part of the inception of a specific treatment or drug, like you mentioned. Are patients approached or told about or educated mm-hmm. about clinical trials, or is that something that they usually have to ask and say, hey, I'm interested in this, or, you know, like, whose responsibility is it to notify someone about a clinical trial?
So the healthcare team, which consists of the nurse, the doctors, as well as navigators, we educate patients on clinical trials, but their doctor or nurse, and we always encourage patients to ask, hey, are there any clinical trials out there for me based on my cancer diagnosis? There's also ways for individuals to look up information about clinical trials by going to clinicaltrials.org. It will list all clinical trials available for the different types of cancers. But you can always ask your healthcare provider team at a cancer center, and they can share that information with you as well.
So it's so interesting because you mentioned so many different people, right? It seems to me that there's a whole support system at Massey for people who are walking in through those doors, and now they're introduced to all of these people to mm-hmm. help them. So share a little bit about that. You know, is that one of the core characteristics of a comprehensive cancer center, or is that something that people can find everywhere, or, you know, what does that support system look like?
Absolutely. Massey is an NCI designated comprehensive cancer center. And as a part of that, we're required to offer patient navigation services. It comes in many different forms. So there may be individuals who hear about a nurse navigator, which is their clinical assistance as they're going through the cancer continuum of care or cancer treatment. And then you have the non-clinical patient navigator, which is the team that I work with and manage. We are individuals who are out there in the community providing the education and awareness about cancer, those risk behaviors like diet, exercise, you know, tobacco-related, not smoking, that type of education. And then getting people to the actual screening of cancer. As we are working with our care teams in the hospital, those individuals I mentioned earlier, the nurse, front desk personnel, we're an extension of the healthcare team. But we're that support system that's there for the patient as they're going through the process of either getting a cancer screening and they need someone there. Literally, if someone says, hey, I'm not sure about the screening or what's going to take place, not only do we provide education, but we can be there with them at the appointment. So we can sit with them at the appointment, help them fill out the paperwork, help them talk to the provider about what it looks like to get that screening. So we're literally there in the room with patients or with them at appointments. And again, the other members of the team are doing other things. They don't have the time to sit with someone. So we, as the patient navigator, non-clinical navigator, we provide that patient-centered care to help guide the patient through the healthcare system and overcome any barriers that may prevent them from getting a screening or care that they need if they're diagnosed with cancer.
That's awesome. And then what is the clinical side of navigation? Because I know you put an emphasis mm-hmm. on that's what we do as non-clinical. So what are the clinical navigators focused on?
So the clinical navigators, which are generally nurses and your social workers, those individuals are focused on making sure the patient is getting their appointment. They have all of their test needs for their appointment, provide education related to clinical specific things. For instance, if a patient is given their tumor diagnosis, they can go into depth about the tumor, the medication they would need or receive based on that tumor. And then the social worker is there as a clinical piece to provide counseling for the patient.
So to me, it sounds like people are being provided with a huge support system at every turn of the situation, prevention all the way to within treatment and along mm-hmm. that journey.
Yeah, that continuum of care. They are provided with individualized assistance to overcome any barriers. And some of the things I didn't mention, like as individuals are getting a screening or have a cancer diagnosis, they may deal with some of those social determinants of health, which, you know, can prevent individuals from coming to an appointment. But maybe someone who's no longer working, they're diagnosed with cancer. So they're thinking about, how am I going to feed myself and my family? How am I going to pay for this appointment? How am I even going to get to the appointment for transportation? So the patient navigator is there to assist them with that based on resources that are available through different organizations or in their local communities. So we will ensure that the patient gets to their appointment and or screening. We will ensure that we connect them with resources so that they have food. If there's insurance issues and or concerns and an individual is unable to pay for a certain specific screening or treatment, we will work with them and other organizations to make sure that that's taken care of.
All of this sounds amazing, mm-hmm. but how are these services funded? Are patients paying for these services? Is there funding coming from a different source?
As a comprehensive cancer center and a part of our community outreach and engagement, these positions are funded. It's a requirement for our comprehensive status. And so there is no charge to patients for navigation services. It's just an additional support that is offered at comprehensive cancer centers through what we call our NCI designation, that National Cancer Institute designation. Mm-hmm. It's one of those budget items that is included in the grant as an NCI designated cancer center. So it's funding that's earmarked for navigation services to help support patients and ensure that health equity is achieved by addressing those underlying issues that would prevent individuals from being healthy and getting treatment.
We frequently talk about how there are so many barriers, right, to receiving care or to receiving treatment. And it can be something as fundamental as transportation that's preventing someone from being able to get the care that they need and get that treatment. So the fact that navigators and the whole system understand the importance of those foundational needs is so important. Because sometimes people don't even know where to turn to get the resources and the answers around those things.
They don't. And most people that I have known that have been diagnosed with cancer, I've had family members, they're fearful of what's next. If someone was working full time, they're diagnosed with cancer, their schedule changes, they may not be able to work, say, 5 days a week. It may go down to 2 or 3 days. They're fearful of, oh, what's my income going to look like? What's going to happen to my insurance? And those are just a few things that they think about. They're thinking also, you know, the fear of being diagnosed with cancer. What about my family members? Is this going to put a burden on them? So having that navigator present or available to talk through these things, it's been very helpful. We've gotten a lot of individuals who said, if you all were not here, I'm not sure what would have happened with my family or my situation because I just did not know what to do next.
Is there a specific patient story or a moment that you can reflect on that made you feel a sense of gratitude for what you do?
One of my navigators is bilingual, which is a great resource. One of her patients called me and told me personally, if it wasn't for her and the fact that she was able to talk to me in my language so that I could understand, as well as share all the resources that are available, and that she followed up with her after appointments to make sure she understood what was happening during the appointment and what was happening after the appointment, what the next steps were. My navigator even provided child care services one day when she had to bring her child to the clinic with her to get treatment. And as navigators, and I'm speaking from experience, we do that. I've done that as a navigator. We try to do everything we can to ensure that they're able to get their treatment and they're not worrying about any outside factors as they're going through that process. So that's one story that stood out, the gratefulness and appreciativeness of this patient, because she had someone here who, while she was getting her treatment, provided child care to her child, you know, having a conversation with her. She colored with her. Aww. She just talked to her and was just there so that the mom could focus on getting her chemotherapy and not worry about, oh my gosh, where am I going to take my child while I am, you know, getting treatment for cancer? Or do I have to cancel my appointment? We told her, nope, bring her along. And that's exactly what she did. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That warms my heart. Mm-hmm. Because people already have so much on their plate, like being a caregiver, mother, father, and all these other roles. And now you have to add on the role of being a cancer patient. And like you just mentioned, she said, maybe I'll have to cancel my appointment. And the fact that people are put in a predicament where they feel like they have to choose between those roles and responsibilities that they had before and taking care of themselves, it's a problem, right? And the fact that you all, as navigators, are able to present to people like, no, you don't have to choose. You can do both, and we'll support you in all of these roles and responsibilities that you have on your plate, because it's important to take care of yourself.
Dr. Robert Nguyen, who is phenomenal cancer center director of Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, really believes and works with our communities to understand what their needs are. So we as navigators too work out in the community, providing outreach, that education piece, letting people know that we are here. Early detection is key, and then also educating individuals on having a primary care provider. We see a lot of times, especially in our rural areas, individuals may not have a primary care provider. And that's important as well, because we work closely with a lot of our federally qualified health centers or community health centers. Those are places where individuals can go regardless of their ability to pay, being insured or uninsured. So it's important that they start with that primary care provider for the different type screenings and information and education, along with working with that patient navigator. So with those two or three people, you know, working collaboratively, we make sure that patients get the services that they need in their local communities as well.
Some people have to travel 2, 3, 4+ hours for care or specialty care. That's a lot. That's a huge toll on your body, your time. Right. Do you even have the ability to take off time from work to get care? You know, there are just so many factors. So the fact that you all focus on being able to help people get connected to care in their local area, especially in rural areas, that's huge.
Based on our catchment area for Massey, there are 66 counties and localities, and we're not in all those places, so it's unfair. We know it's unfair to have patients feel like, oh, I have to travel 2 to 3 hours or 4 hours, like you mentioned, to Massey for services, but there are other organizations or facilities that they can go to. So we help make the connection in those communities while providing the education and awareness and connection to primary care services for them. So it's a full gamut of team of people that are here to assist that person through that cancer diagnosis and treatment.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share or add that we didn't get to discuss?
We encourage individuals that they're their own advocates in healthcare. Ask questions. There is no question that doesn't make sense. When it comes to you and your health, we know our bodies. So if you're feeling that something's different or you're not feeling like yourself, always ask questions. I always tell patients, and my team does, write your questions down. And then you also have that person who's your navigator advocating for you. So if you think of a question before your appointment, they are available to talk to you and then connect you with your healthcare team outside of the times that you have appointments.
I'm Ashley Freeman, and thanks for listening to this episode of Advocates in Action. If you haven't yet, please subscribe, review, and share this podcast. Your support is greatly appreciated. We enjoy connecting with our listeners, so please visit our website for show notes, resources, and ways to engage with us on social media. Thanks for listening.